Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to uncover the elements that are keeping you from living the life you're meant to live. So I am super excited to introduce Darcy Lewis. Now, Darcy is a professional kinesiology practitioner. She helps people get unstuck in any aspect of their lives so they can live their lives with happiness and ease. She's certified in Touch for Health, Brain Gym, Muscle Tuning, Books Neural Therapy, and Energy Kinesiology. Now, Darcy loves working with women who are wanting to bring fun and vitality back into their lives. Well, welcome, Darcy. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Oh, thank you, Wendy, for the invite. I'm so honored to be here.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping women finally get unstuck and feel alive again. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Oh, I'm excited to share.
Now, Darcy, tell me exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own practice?
Well, we have to go back quite a few years to find the first tipping point. And I was a dental hygienist coming straight out of college. And as soon as I started in the dentist office, I started getting this pain in my neck. And for 8 years, I searched and searched to, I went to chiropractors, I went to massage therapists, I even was Ralph 12 times and nothing got it.
Nothing got it. Oh my gosh. 8 years of this pain and tension in your neck while you're working. That's no fun.
Yeah, and then one day I saw a notice that there was a free introductory lecture on Touch for Health on a Friday night, and I happened to be living in Houston, Texas at the time, and so I went there. And at one point in the lecture, he asked for a volunteer who had pain in their neck.
Oh
I
boy, you
jumped
are
up.
jumping up and down.
I jumped up to make sure I got there, and he did this technique on me. It's called reactive muscles, and it was within, I'm not kidding you, within 5 minutes, and the pain that I had carried around for those 8 years was gone, and truly, it has not come back.
Wow, that's amazing. Within 5 minutes.
Within 5 minutes, so you
That's
can
huge,
imagine,
right? 8 years completely, of pain, and it's gone. And yeah, I would be a believer.
So it was to get students for the weekend class. So I signed up, and my Saturday and Sunday, I'm glad it was free because I was there for the class and I needed to know more. And so, long story, a little bit shorter, I became an instructor, and it's called Touch for Health. And that's the foundation of everything I do today. Now I've had many more certifications after that, but Touch for Health is, my foundation that I go back to all the time. And I became an instructor consultant in that. So meanwhile, I started going to the conferences, of course, and I went to a post conference called Educational Kinesiology one time. And it was taking this physical things you do with muscles into the educational realm. And it was called educational kinesiology.
Huh, okay.
And so I said, I got to learn about this. And I should become a teacher so that I can teach it to teachers, because who's going to listen to a dental hygienist? Mm-hmm. So I went back to college and became a teacher, and eventually got my master's degree in special education and learning disabilities, taught for 20 years, and also continued on into this educational kinesiology, which became Brain Gym. It changed names to Brain Gym, and became a consultant practitioner in that. And then I retired. That was 10 years ago. I retired, and I've been teaching the Touch for Health and the Brain Gym pretty much the whole time. And then I decided, well, I want to get an office and do this one-on-one with people. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know how that would be, because I love teaching classes to, you know, a room full of people.
Right. But that also, experience of being that teacher as well.
Yeah. But one-on-one, it's like magic happens with the one-on-one. And you can, you know, I started working with kids with learning disabilities as well, doing the books, neural therapy. And then a couple of years ago, I kind of stopped doing that and focused mostly with adults, mostly women. At first, people came to me because of physical issues, but now, you know, I call what I do whole self healing, because I deal with not only physical issues, but also mental, emotional, and spiritual.
Interesting.
And it might start out as physical, or it might start out as emotional, but it all goes together. And you know, when you peel the onion, you're working with all the layers.
Right. Yeah, everything is definitely interconnected. And when you're trying to figure out for people what's causing them to have this pain, all of a sudden you realize, oh, well, it's linked to this over here. And so, yeah, it is complex, but it sounds like you have x-ray vision too, when it comes to really seeing through what is the origination or how things are linked together. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the secret is, you know, that I really don't have x-ray vision, but the kinesiology part of what I do, there's two definitions of kinesiology. One is, well, it's study of the muscles, right? And now you go out to a big college campus and they have a big school called School of Kinesiology, which it used to be called the Phys Ed Building. But now, where I come from, kinesiology is muscle checking, muscle testing, to find out, you know, what's the neurology between, you know, you telling yourself to hold the muscle and going to the brain and back, and not really being able to do it with a gentle muscle test. And that's where I get my information, you know, and I've used the muscle test a lot to find out where to go first. What's the priority? What's the priority issue to work on first? And what's the priority method to use? Because I've got a whole lot of tools in my toolbox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's very scientific, but yet holistic. So yeah, I love that combination. Well, have there been any, you know, big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building up your practice?
Yes. Now, you know, 10 years ago when I retired from teaching, people would, you know, meet me on the street and they would say, how's retirement? And I'm like, I don't want to be thought of as a retired person. I want to be thought of as an entrepreneur, somebody who's changing. So that took a while. And also as a mindset, you know, I would kind of go back and forth. I'm retired. No, and I'm an entrepreneur, you know, And so that was difficult for a while, but finally, I think people people would see me as a teacher and not as, you know, this person that sees people one-on-one to help fix what their problems are.
Right.
Kind of thing, you know? So that was a big hurdle, I think, at the beginning.
Right. Yeah. Just kind of embracing the fact that, no, I'm not retired. I'm not sitting back in my rocking chair and knitting. I'm launching a whole new career. And so, yeah,
exactly.
it becomes a mindset shift and also putting into words the work that you're now doing, because that's a big transition into doing this work versus the work that you were doing as a teacher. So yeah, obviously. And you know, you're no doubt an expert at helping women really get unstuck from what's holding them back in their lives, you know, so that they can live fuller, happier lives and solve some of these root problems that are affecting so many things. But I'm curious here, Darcy, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yeah, it's like I'm in kindergarten again. You know? I have a lot of people that you know, come by word of mouth. And even with that, I am reticent to ask for referrals. That is very difficult for me.
Yeah, I can understand that. You're definitely not alone in that situation. Are you hesitant because of some feelings that are coming up around, you know, maybe wanting to be, you know, pushy or?
Yeah. I don't want to feel needy. And I don't want to be pushy or salesy or, you know, be like, you know, Avon. I was trying to think of, I can't even think of the people
something,
that aren't here anymore.
Current, right? Yeah. Well, it's interesting, like, you know, Darcy, if I were to ask you, you know, if I was your ideal client and I said, well, what, this is what I'm struggling with. What can working with you do for me? And you would proceed to describe all the different ways that I could now experience life in a much more fulfilling way with, you know, ease and joy, right?
Yes.
Is that true? So what about that is something that you worry about somebody not wanting for their friend or somebody that they know?
Oh, wow. That's an interesting way to put it.
Yeah. Yeah. So if somebody had a friend who was perpetually like you for 8 years struggling with this neck pain that was just really ruining their life. I mean, coming home day after day, just wanting to lay on the couch, you know, to finally take that pressure off, to finally just basically check out.
Yeah.
Right? You've given the best part of yourself to your work. You come home to your family, your loved ones, the rest of your day where you could have a hobby or something that is that opposite of just refreshing. And all you want to do is just lay flat on your back, maybe even, who knows, have a cocktail, disengage, detach, and withdraw. And if they knew somebody that was suffering with that and you could solve that almost with a magic wand, we don't want to go whoa here or anything, but literally like your experience, 5 minutes within learning or being the receiver of certain specific scientific techniques, their life changes. So I guess my question is, if they had a friend who they knew was suffering from these things, it would be almost a disservice to not say, hey, I don't know if you have anybody in your circle of influence or any of your friends that are suffering from when you list some of these things, or just in general, feeling like they're on autopilot going through their life. I have refined a very specific technique founded in science that is just making huge differences for people, for women. And literally they feel a whole new sense of vitality and passion for life. Do you know anybody who is in that state of pain or struggle? If you come from a place of service, there's nothing pressure or force about it. You're like putting on a silver platter a beautiful dessert. And it's like, would you like this? Or do you know somebody who would like this? And it's more of a gift than it is any sort of, you're not demanding, who do you know? Give me five names.
Wow.
You are approaching it from just simply from your heart, a place of service. I have refined over the past however long some technologies that are founded in science. And this is what it did for me. And now this is the passion, my new passion in this next phase of my life, you know, helping people with this. So it's really a mindset shift.
That sounds good. I wrote that down
a lot. Hopefully that helps you embrace the idea of getting referrals in more of a way of being generous.
Yeah, totally different. And also, you know, I do have a problem explaining what I do, and that I would like to go to that person too.
Wow. Yeah, exactly.
That's great. Right. Yeah.
Good. Okay. Well, excellent. Well, hopefully that'll move the needle next time you're in a situation where, you know, you have the opportunity to talk about the work you do. So, and you know, Darcy, I'm just curious here, speaking of being in situations where people are maybe feeling, you know, some awfulness. We've been in this pandemic now for well over a year, and it's become kind of a platform for a lot of awfulness. People feeling, you know, stresses and strains and stress and frustrations with their life. Has the pandemic had any impact on the work that you do?
Yes. You know, when people come to me, they are more down, you know, I don't want to say depressed because that's a medical term, but when they get there, like, oh, thank God, you know, and because they know they're going to leave a lot happier than when they came in, you know. But that the other thing that has happened is that, you know, because a lot of what I do is body work, whenever massage therapists have been had to close, I have closed. And also when locally the numbers are high, I have closed as well. So then it's kind of hard to get people back in once you open up again, and because it's been so back and forth. But the other thing, though, that it's been exciting is I have been forced to do my classes online, which has been a huge learning curve for me. But the classes have been so successful and I'm so happy. And so, you know, I'm going to continue doing that.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Yeah. Because then people can access you quite easily without the headaches of travel and coordinating, you know, all that they have to do to with their schedules. So yeah, that's great. Well, so Darcy, how do you work with women who are tired of feeling that status quo about life and they want to finally live into the best version of themselves? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Sure. When people come in, we sit down and we have a conversation. And oftentimes, you know, oftentimes they do cry. You know, there was a while when everybody started crying with it. And I thought, if I don't have people crying within 5 minutes, I'm just not doing my job.
Well, let's not use that as part of your referral approach. Okay.
No. But that hasn't happened recently, but for a while they were. So, but anyway, I hear phrases that, you know, that they say and things like that. And then, I get them into the gap between where they are and where they want to be, you know, in that uncomfortable place. And then I say, okay, we're ready to work. And we define the goal for the session and we muscle check to make sure that that is the best session for that person's highest good. And then we define, okay, of all the tools in my toolbox, which is the best method to use? Mm-hmm. And we find an emotion on the goal and then we get to work, and the work is mostly physical. It's, you know, working with neurolymphatic points on the body, neurovascular points on the head. And you know that a lot of body work also is releasing emotion and that kind of thing. I mean, there's never like this totally emotional release that some people talk about. I haven't ever seen that, but you just release things and clear certain things that have been roadblocks so that at the end of the session, they are able to go forth and their goal is so much easier to work toward. Mm-hmm. And the goal can be anything, really. I mean, it can be a physical goal, a career goal, a relationship goal, anything But it has to go through the process of being, yeah, this is the thing for your highest good today.
Right. Yeah, I love that, you know, step-by-step approach that sounds like it's really personalized and customized for each one of your clients in terms of what's showing up for them and what is kind of that next thing that needs to really be cleared, or, you know, let's find out what's going on here and start, I think you referenced earlier, peeling back the layers, right, of that onion so that
yes,
you can really solve a multitude of different things with those specific techniques. So yeah, I love that. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Well, my website is Darcy, D-A-R-C-Y hyphen Lewis, LEWIS.com. Okay. And on there, I have to say my website is, it needs some work, but the exciting thing about that is there is a gift there called 5 Tips for Optimal Brain Functioning. And optimal brain functioning, you know, for learning for kids, it's for that. It's things to use every day when you need to be at your best. You know, if you're going for a job interview, this is what you want to do. When you want to be at your best. So it's a PDF, but then you'll receive about every 3 or 4 days an email with me doing a 1-minute video of one of the techniques so that you can also see it. And I'd love for your listeners to have that. You know, self-help is a lot of what I do as well. And this is the foundation of what I do. These things that you will see on the PDF are things that we start off with. If you see me one-on-one, we will always start off with the foundation and then go on from there when we do our session.
Oh, that's excellent. Wow. That is a very generous gift. Thank you for creating that and putting that out there. And then the follow-up emails that include the videos, that's awesome. So this is 5 Tips for Optimal Brain Functioning, right?
Yes.
The PDF. Mm-hmm. And then subsequent emails each have then a video of you talking more about each one of those. So yeah, that's fantastic, Darcy. That is very generous of you. Thank you so much for creating that.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And if you feel like, you know, you would like to schedule a one-on-one with me, I do over remote as well. Mm-hmm. So that's a possibility, just to reach out to me and that would be great.
Okay, perfect. So do you have a scheduling link on your website, or should they just find your contact information and reach out to you?
Yeah, just do it that way.
Okay, perfect. All right. So that is Darcy-Lewis.com, Darcy-Lewis.com. Easy enough. And be sure to request that, sign up for that download, 5 Tips for Optimal Brain Functioning. Well, Darcy, you have already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here through our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time during our interview, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Well, if you're like me and you know a lot of things when you start out, but you know nothing about business, like when you're teaching or a hygienist, people just show up at your door.
Right.
You don't have to go find them. and you need to figure that part out and all the rest. You really need a coach. And so I would say from the get-go, do some investigating and find out where your holes are and find a coach that you can relate to that can fill in those holes nicely, rather than going by the seat of your pants and checking out whoever shows up in your email or on your newsfeed. Don't do that.
Yeah, that is sound advice, because, you know, we're not born with all these skills, right? They really need to be acquired and honed. Like you said, the best way to do that is by going to somebody who has that expertise. We each have our zones of genius. And yours obviously is in, you know, just really peeling back all the layers and getting to the core of what's going on for people so that they can step into that better life for themselves. So yeah, I love the fact that you're illuminating the fact that it's okay to not have it all figured out and to seek help in terms of who has that missing link to creating that thriving business for yourself. So yeah, awesome. That's perfect advice. Thank you so much for sharing that. And, you know, Darcy, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your early career straight out of college as a dental hygienist and the pain that was overcoming the work that you were really enjoying doing. But yet this pain was, you know, something that was creating such misery for 8 years. And then in that moment of taking a chance, going to a session and realizing, oh my gosh, I can be done with this. And then turning around and walking your talk, you know, bringing this technology and these techniques out to others through this gift that you have really for helping people uncover what it is that's holding them back, especially women, you know, in their later years in life where they've been a mom, they're still a mom, but you know, their kids are grown. Maybe they're beyond their midlife times when they just are feeling kind of status quo. So yeah, I just love the fact that you're taking your expertise and bringing it to so many people and helping them to really step into the bigger version of themselves so that they can finally live that happiness and ease in their lives. So I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's been fun and illuminating.
Good. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Darcy Lewis through her website. And that is darcy-lewis.com. And be sure to sign up for that free gift that she's created, 5 tips for optimal brain functioning. And sounds like a tremendous resource and a wealth of insight to be had in that. So be sure to sign up for that and enjoy the great techniques that Darcy has crafted and honed and is now helping others. So again, that's darcy-lewis.com. All right. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all 4 psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Darcy Lewis. And as always, here's to your success.